There used to be the old neighborhood with the coziness of familiar neighbors. But DeMarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, those days have disappeared to be replaced by the diversity of the internet.
We live in mixed neighborhoods. The electronic revolution and the cell phone have clinched it. What goes on with our neighbors in Christchurch, New Zealand, or in Paris, France, we will know almost immediately. The traditional neighborhood fences and the sense of safety they once offered are rapidly disappearing. The electronic revolution has made us neighbors with people halfway around the world, those whom we hardly even knew existed. This electronic neighborhood has become supercharged and even overcrowded. In overcrowded neighborhoods, diseases spread more rampantly. We are inundated with disturbing happenings and confronted with virulent ideologies as millions of people worldwide walk around ingesting data with cell phones in their hands. A demagogue and racist can gain more global visibility on Twitter or Facebook than he ever could at a rally. Available space limits the audience at rallies. With social media, the sky's the limit. You can even make visual documentaries to inform the world as you insult, kill, and maim your enemies, as we saw in Christchurch recently. It's as if we have allowed hatred to become a primary form of entertainment. Violence already has. We miss the old neighborhood. One of the most chilling aspects of the Christchurch tragedy in New Zealand was how the perpetrator presented the carnage on the net as a reality show, a form of entertainment. He turned gross immorality into a playful show along with a manifesto to accompany it. When racists work to keep the neighborhood pure, you can be sure the whole neighborhood will go. Humanity began as family groups. After we graduated from our time as pond scum, we organized as tribes, settled in villages, then became citizens of nations. We organized around color, around religion. Each new stage in our evolution created a particular challenge. How can we be good neighbors in a global community with all its bewildering variations? How do we regulate our differences and make space for others? How can we be hospitable? Get to know the neighbors is a start. I have 6 grandchildren who have already or will be having educational opportunities abroad. The countries include South Africa, Spain, Scotland, Costa Rica, Belgium, Italy, and Panama. One other grandson is in the Air Force and will soon be deployed to Okinawa. These children enjoy the privilege that makes such opportunities possible. There are growing numbers who will also study abroad, and therein I have hope. Children who are so positioned in life to be influential can, in their formative years, develop a broader view of who we are as a global family. My hope is that these young people will have an experience of being amazed and energized by differences and not being afraid or critical of them. They will make acquaintances and perhaps even friends from worlds and cultures distinct from their own. They will see people with differing habits. I believe today's frenetic tide of chauvinism runs contrary to the direction our future is taking. The world is crying out for bridges to reach one another, not fences to divide us. We are on the way, like it or not, to becoming a global neighborhood. My hope is that our children may become the voices of sanity in an adult world that has lost its way. George Merrill, On the Shore.